From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Marano. It's opening week for Waitress, the musical at Mill Mountain Theater, which will run Wednesday through Sunday for 3 weeks. A story of love, friendship, and finding the recipe for happiness. Three waitresses form a bond as they all chase their own special dreams. Francesca Riley is Director of Education at Mill Mountain Theater and a member of the onstage ensemble for Waitress, the musical.
If you're not familiar with the story, it's all music written by Sarah Bareilles. So if you're familiar with her hit from like the 2000s of I Don't Want to Write You a Love Song, that sort of thing, it has all of her classic kind of melodies in there, so you'll really enjoy the music.
It's the last week through this Sunday for Eternally New, the Art Nouveau World of Alphonse Mucha at the Taubman Museum of Art, an immersive experience direct from Paris to Roanoke. It's a special ticketed exhibition. Taubman Executive Director Cindy Peterson.
He was commissioned in many aspects, so their posters were created, and his breakthrough was that Sarah Bernhardt, stage actress of all of that time period, where she was larger than life, and you'll see her costumes as well as you'll see the posters where he created and was commissioned by her on a 6-year contract.
Also ending this Sunday in the Olin Hall Galleries at Roanoke College, the juried biennial exhibition featuring artists from within a 200-mile radius of the school. Talia Logan is the Olin Gallery's director.
We get everything from paintings and photography, sculpture, installation. It's really, really diverse.
Steely Dead at Five Points Music Sanctuary this Thursday. At the Spot on Kirk this Friday, the second annual Women's Bathroom Bash, open mic, live music, and a silent auction. Proceeds go to fund Fight Like a Girl. This weekend, Friday night and Sunday afternoon at Jefferson Center, Puccini's comic opera Gianni Schicchi, Humor, Deception, and a Touch of Romance, says Opera Roanoke General Director Brooke Tolley.
Oh, Puccini is best known probably for La Boheme. And then the musical Rent is also based on the story of La Boheme. He wrote that. He wrote Tosca, which is another very popular opera. These big, big ones that are generally seen every season at places like the Met. And this is his comedic opera. And it's a one act.
And an internationally acclaimed storyteller who once studied mime with the legendary Marcel Marceau is in Roanoke this Saturday at the Community Arts Reach Center on Williamson Road. Antonio Roca will tell the story of the Malacca, a ship built in Maine that was used to traffic Africans to America in the 1800s. Clinton Atwater, with storytelling connections, tells WDBJ7.
He uses mime, narration, and song to really draw the audience in. It's an amazing performance. He calls it the tour de force performance. He uses all of those. Part of the show is actually performed with him as the ship. Just amazing, and you feel you're right there, and you know, really deep connection with the audience.
The Malaga Ship, a story of Maine and Middle Passage, is this Saturday at Community Arts Reach. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. Pay what you can. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Hello, I'm Jefferson Center Executive Director Cyrus Pace. Thank you to the Roanoke Cultural Endowment for sponsoring the Culture Calendar. Check out the highly acclaimed artists presented by the historic Jefferson Center this season, including the Wood Brothers, the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, and Kathy Mattea. See our full season and get tickets at jeffcenter.org.